WBR Fairfax Radio, welcome to On the Commons. I'm Sue Bartholomew, and today we're going to be paying tribute to the patriots among us, the people who live next door to us. They're our friends, they're our neighbors, and they're the ones who have taken a stand and been targeted by their homeowners associations for having the temerity to fly the American flag. Our first guest today, and I'm thrilled and happy to have him with us, is Roger Johnson. Roger is from South Carolina, and Roger had to fight his association. Right, Roger?
That's correct, Sue.
Thanks for joining us today, Roger. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Could you tell us a little bit about what happened to you and your story?
Well, a little over a year ago, my wife and I decided that we wanted to put a flag up, a very tastefully erected flag on a flagpole in front of our home. We applied to the Homeowners Association and were told verbally that it would not be possible, that there was a ruling against that. And we went along with that decision for a while, and then the South Carolina legislature passed a bill and was signed into law by Governor Hodges, which said that any resident of a homeowners association could erect a flag, and that a homeowners association could not stop them. At that point, my wife and I said, ah, we're home free. And we went ahead and erected a flag on a 20-foot flagpole. And wow, it all broke loose at that point.
This is after the fact that you had state legislation?
Yes,
empowering?
It was after the fact.
Oh.
State legislation went into effect, was signed into law in July, and it was late August that we went ahead and put up our flag and flagpole.
And so, what was the association's excuse?
Well, we said to them, why are you giving us such a hard time about this? And they said, well, you've broken the rule in the covenants and restrictions. And we said to them, well, pardon us, we really didn't mean to do that. Could you please show us where it says we can't put up a flag or a flagpole? And they said to us, oh, it's an unwritten rule.
Oh, it's an unwritten rule.
Oh, an unwritten rule. So we pursued it a little bit further, Sue, and we said, well, you know, what rule did we break? And they came back and said to us, well, you broke the rule that says no homeowner is allowed to put up a structure without permission of the Architectural Review Board.
Oh.
So they interpreted our portable flagpole as being a structure, and they have control over all structures.
So basically, they keep doing that. It's either a lawn ornament or it's a structure, or you've altered the front of the house without permission. But basically, they were upset because you did not get permission from them. Is that what it boiled down to?
Well, what it came to, yes, to answer your question, we made an assumption, and maybe a wrong assumption, but I still think it's grounded. We made an assumption that state law took precedence over what a homeowners association chose to do. And since the state law had said that every homeowner has the right to fly a flag, we assumed that we were covered. But they found a loophole in that. And when they went back, even as we did, to Columbia, their interpretation was that the law covered flags but didn't cover flag poles. And that's how they got around it. However, I think one really interesting thing here, Shu, and we've closed a couple of the loopholes We went back to representative that drafted the original legislation, which was passed by both the House and the Senate and signed into law by Governor Hodges at the time. And we went back to her and said, well, you know, what was your intent? And she told us. And on February the 5th of 2003, she wrote this short letter to the Parkland Community Homeowners Association, under which we fall. And she says, I have been informed of the current dispute involving a homeowner in your development, the Legends, and his right to fly the flag of the United States of America on his property. I am currently having legislation drawn up to make certain his right to fly the flag high atop a flagpole is not abridged, and that the loophole through which you so deftly jumped will soon be closed.
Oh, I love it. It's perfect.
Well, I think that answered the question pretty clearly as to what the intent of the law was. However, as we've later found out, so many Senate and representative chambers are leaving these loopholes through which the homeowners associations are jumping.
Well, what happens, I think, is, you know, the legislators get really offended by something like the flag issue, so they propose legislation thinking that they're dealing with semi-normal people. Then you have the industry who comes in and they tweak it, they wordsmith it a little bit, putting in all of these loopholes intentionally so that later on when they come back, none of the laws that have been passed apply to the particular people that they were designed to help. I mean, you had the Virginia courts who said that the Wyndham fly case, or the Wyndham bill, did not apply to the Wyndham fly case. You have George Andrus, who's been in and out of court all over the place, and they keep saying, oh, well, no, you know, we really didn't intend it for this. It's ridiculous.
I guess you're even a little bit more kind to some of them than
I'm on the air.
You know, at first I was pretty naive about this, and I thought it was a flagpole issue. After I've done a lot of homework, talked to a lot of people, I've been in a lot of conversations with senators and representatives, I have found that there are very definitely two classes of government officials. You've got a class that's up front, very forthright, very concerned about what constituents think and what's going on and happening to constituents. And you've got another group that I call the domestic political terrorists. and I really believe that because I don't think they're up front. They hide their actions. In some states, I have been advised that they have sent issues like this to committee deliberately so that the issue would get lost and they didn't have to vote and take a stand on it. And I think when they do that, I really call them domestic political terrorists at that point, because they're blowing us apart. And I'm hopeful that that's not what's going to happen in South Carolina. The Becky Richardson, who I shared the letter with you, she initiated another bill to close that loophole. It flew through the legislature, the House of Representatives.
That was the initial one, right?
Pardon me?
That was the initial bill, right?
Well, no, this is the follow-up bill.
Oh, this is the second one as well.
After she wrote this letter that I just shared with you,
yes,
she introduced another bill to close the loophole and to say that the flag could be flown on a flagpole, and I think in its final form it stipulated a 20-foot flagpole, and that said that homeowners associations could not stop homeowners from doing this. Now, that flew through the House of Representatives on the fast track. It got to the Senate, and this is where I'm watching it very carefully, because it went to the Judiciary Committee, and the Judiciary Committee called me and asked for some input, and then it sat there for a couple of months, and then they finally referred it down to a subcommittee. And I, meanwhile, wrote to every single member of the South Carolina Senate. And I got letters back from 14 senators who said, we will support the bill when it reaches the Senate floor. Now, I did not get one negative response back. I did get one other response which said, I will study the bill and give it my utmost attention. Now the question is going to be, will it ever really reach the Judiciary Committee, or will they just keep pushing it down and not act on it?
So you think they're playing political football with the bill?
I'm hoping they aren't. I don't have an experience factor personally. I have talked to Senator Martin, who is to chair the subcommittee. He told me that when the Senate comes back into session again, that they will invite me to testify before the subcommittee. I hope that he's being honest with me and he's being straightforward. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt, and I can just keep my fingers crossed and hope and pray that I will get that opportunity to testify before them and share some of the experiences that I've learned and close some of the loopholes that they have in their thought processes.
I'll give you a little tip. I'm not an attorney, but I think the fewer words you have, the less chances you have of having any loopholes. In other words, get off private property and stop interfering is probably going to give you exactly what you're looking for. But we're running out of time here. Roger, I wanted to quickly ask you, is your flag still up?
The flag is flying.
Good for you.
One of the things that happened, if I have time to share with you, is we pushed the issue and pushed the issue and finally got the Homeowners Association to agree to let the homeowners vote on the issue. They went out, the Homeowners Association went out and tried to scare everybody into believing that if this vote went favorably for the Johnsons, that everything in the community was going to go to pot and that they were going to have RVs in their driveways and clotheslines and sheds in the backyard. And to make a long story short, when the vote was taken, the homeowners overwhelmingly voted to allow flagpoles in the property.
Good for them and good for you. And thank you so much, Roger, for joining us today. I really appreciate it. Good luck with the legislature, and please keep us posted.
Thank you, Shu. I appreciate all the good work you're doing in this arena.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Please don't go away, guys, because when we come back, we'll be joined by Richard Alton, and we'll find out exactly what's been happening with him. Welcome to On the Commons. I'm Sue Bartholomew. Joining us on the Commons right now is our old friend Richard Olton from Richmond, Virginia. Richard, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, it's my pleasure.
The flag is not flying over the home of the brave in Richmond today, is it?
No, I'm afraid it isn't. We've got a couple of flags that are about 18 inches high, and that's about as high as we can go.
18 inches?
Mm-hmm.
That must be heartbreaking.
Well, after 4 years of this, I'm pretty resilient, I guess. Sort of like a rubber ball. I bounce pretty well.
We saw the pictures on 2020, because 2020 did an update on July 4th.
Right.
And there was a big crater where the flagpole once was buried in concrete. Is that crater still there? Silent?
Oh, sure. Kind of looks about like an impact crater from a 105 artillery round.
It's sort of, I think of it as ground zero whenever I watch that thing. Are you going to leave that there?
Yeah, and apparently the association doesn't have any trouble with that. So.
Oh, they don't mind the hole?
No, they've been over inspecting our house for other reasons. Five people came by and inspected it for another issue and didn't say a word about it.
Five people came by to inspect your house?
Well, we wanted to put a little improvement in the backyard, and I guess that's the normal procedure.
Jeez, you get five people coming in. Don't you think that's a little ridiculous?
Yeah, well, in this case, what I did is I made sure that I got every neighbor which has an adjacent property to sign a document saying whether they approved or didn't approve of our putting a little bit of concrete patio in our backyard, which is not elevated. But we did that to make sure that there wouldn't be any issues of did you get it approved by everyone and all that. So I guess they didn't have much choice. I thought they would just approve it, but in any event, they sent over a team of five people to inspect.
Sounds interesting. And are you what are you going to do about the flag? You're just going to keep a couple of 18-inch flags up? Is that going to be it?
Well, I'm still recovering a bit from the impact of, 4 years of a lot of time diverted from my business, my wife's business, and to paying writing a check out for $156,660 in order to stay out of jail. So we're recovering a little bit right now.
That's right, and if, in case anybody didn't know this, I mean, we've tried to get the word out there, and certainly 2020's done a great job. You were facing a jail sentence for having the temerity to fly.
Yeah, we were told basically to make arrangements for turn children over to social services or send them out of state to our nearest relatives because we were going to be jailed.
And your sin was you had a flag on a flagpole.
Right.
And that was it.
First flew on Memorial Day in 1999, and at that time there was no mention of flags or flagpoles any place in the 180 pages of restrictions.
Is there now? Have they amended the document?
Oh, sure. Yeah, they've now amended it because the law was passed that said they have to make it clear if they have a restriction on flag or flagpoles. But at that point, they didn't want to make it a marketing issue for H.H. Hunt communities, in my opinion, so they just covered things that wouldn't be non-controversial, like manure piles and bird baths, and managed to avoid mention of flag or flagpoles. And when they were asked why they avoided it, they said, well, we never in our wildest imagination thought anyone would want to fly an American flag on a pole next to their house, but we thought people might want to have a manure pile.
Well, that tells you where we're going in our residential communities.
Well, at least their priorities, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and we're going to be talking to George in a little bit, George Andrus in Jupiter, Florida. He's facing foreclosure. You were facing a jail sentence. He's facing losing his house.
Basically, I think, I'm a lawyer, and I hate to be critical of the system, but I think the system sort of evaluates the subject and figures how much it's going to take to force them to do what the Homeowners Association wants. And in George's case, I guess it might be around $30,000 or so. We'll probably put him out of his house. In our case, they looked at it, and the judge told me, well, I come from a basic family. My dad went to the eighth grade and worked 48 years in the same same factory at the same piece of machinery. But aside from that, things have been pretty good since then. And he looked at us and said, I don't care if you're a millionaire and you live in a million-dollar home. You're going to be treated the same. And I basically, the same meant to figure out how much it would take to bankrupt us and then make sure he find us that amount. In his case, he decided that was around over $150,000. and gave us 10 days to pay $150,000 up. I guess if we'd been in a smaller home, we might have said, well, it's $30,000 or whatever it would take to break us financially and destroy us.
Well, this is what these fees go to the attorney.
Oh, that all went to the association, sure.
Oh, to the attorney. I mean, it was legal fees.
Yeah, but then he told us that we hadn't taken it down in time because, I was in the Marines of Vietnam, and the Marines were just going into Iraq at the time and had taken casualties, and it was really hard to take it down. So I was about 20 days late taking it down, and he found us in contempt of court for that and ordered us to pay $2,600 to the court, which I thought would probably be turned over to legal aid or something. Instead, he turned it over for the Homeowners Association. So he found us in contempt of court, and then instead of using it for a court program, which is what they normally would do, like legal aid or something, he ordered it to be turned over to the Homeowners Association on top of the other $150,000. So it's kind of hard for me to see what his motivation would be, but you know, you have to make your own conclusions on that, I guess.
What now? I mean, today what we're doing is on this show and on the Commons is paying tribute to the patriots among us who have fought to fly the flag, fought for our freedom, whether you were in the military or just plain old Susie homeowner who's trying to fly a flag. I guess my question is, where are we going? I mean, should we not be allowed to fly a flag? What's the deal?
I think we should, but I'll tell you, in my perspective, I mean, you've seen the pictures of it. I literally was at the northernmost position in Vietnam and flew the northernmost flag on top of my bunker in Vietnam. And the person that could validate that is retired Commandant of the Marine Corps, Al Gray, who lives in Fairfax Station, Virginia. I think he's in the phone book. He was my hill commander. He knows and will verify that I flew the northernmost flag in Vietnam, and that is not the issue. The flag isn't the issue. The issue is people's basic freedoms to have control of their own lives and their own property. I think that this issue is way beyond the flag. It's the fact that we've got some kind of a totalitarian government that calls itself a homeowners association that has powers to do anything they want to anybody and things that would never be allowed by any other government. And it doesn't limit itself to the flag.
No, it doesn't, but the flag is one of the issues that gets people's emotions.
That gets people's emotions going, but a person that puts wants to put a plant in front of the house should be able to, I think.
Oh, I agree. Oh, I agree with you, Richard, more than you'd ever know.
You know, again, that's been a real infringement on people's basic rights. I think if I want to put 100 square feet of patio behind my house that's not elevated at all, just concrete, I shouldn't have to go and get a petition from every neighbor and have to have five people come tramping through my house to inspect my little tiny bit of concrete that I want to put behind a house that sits on about 2 acres of land, to put it in perspective. Something's not right there.
I agree with you. Going back to the flag, you had the flag up way before 9/11.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And you've always had the flag. On 2 years ago, the day we had the terrorist attacks, somehow the rest of the country caught up with people like yourself, and all of a sudden there was this surge in patriotism, and now 2 years later we find that although we're trying to pay tribute and we still want to have our flag, associations are still fining homeowners for flying their flags. They're still suing them, they're still threatening them, they're still abusing them, they're still harassing them, they're still doing all kinds of things to them. How does one mark such an occasion if they're not allowed to fly the flag?
How does what?
How does one mark, commemorate 9/11 if you can't even put a flag up? I mean, that was the one symbol that brought the whole country together.
Well, I think, I was kind of looking at the American flag as something appropriate to fly before that. So
that's what I meant,
yeah. It's hard for me to distinguish one from the other, but I guess I look beyond the flag to the whole basic issue of basic freedoms and private property rights and all that. If you're wanting to fly the flag, I think you should be able to. I don't understand what it is that they oppose to. I really, it'd be so easy for me to sit here and say, gee, you know, the anti-patriotic and call them names. I'm not going to say that because I don't really think that's true. I just think that they don't appreciate what they have in this country. I think they take the country for granted. I think they take our freedoms for granted. But aside from that, I think that they're all basically paranoid that somehow their whole lifestyle of this planned community concept is absolutely threatened by the American flag. Because if I'm allowed to fly my flag, then I might be able to put a different type of plant in my front yard than it's been approved. I mean, I've got a Mediterranean theme in my house, and we've got a little bit of bamboo in two planters about 4 feet high next to our front door. And this is an eight-bedroom, eight-bath house. And I didn't submit the bamboo as an approved plant. It's in a planter. But, you know, right now they could come back and tell me, well, you know, your wife might be from China, and bamboo might look nice, but it's not an approved plant. Get it out of here. I think this is crazy. I mean,
yeah, but
crazy.
If you wanted a pile of manure sitting right by your front door,
but
that would be okay.
Is okay.
The manure is okay.
Right.
It should put off.
But incidentally, the manure cannot have any animal waste in it. That's one of the requirements.
How do they tell?
Well,
how do you know where it came from, Richard?
Well,
you know, prove it.
I hate to say it. You know, it's a shame because there are a lot of folks in the world, I suppose, that would like to live in that kind of controlled environment, and they have a right to do that. But there are a lot of us out there that basically live in that kind of community simply because we want to live in a neighborhood. We don't want to live out in the woods down like with some kind of isolated antisocial people down at half a mile down a country road who doesn't want to, you know, to see the chimney from their neighbor's smokestack, from the fireplace, I mean. You know, if that's the case, I guess I could live that way, but I like to live in a neighborhood. I get along great with my neighbors, and I shouldn't be forced to have to move out into the woods in order to fly an American flag next to my house. But that's what's happened in Richmond, as it up in your area, Northern Virginia. There's no place to buy a home. There's no communities that don't have these kind of crazy rules.
So we leave the piles of manure in the communities, and the rest of us move out with our flags, right?
I'm supposed to be living out in the woods someplace, flying my flag where no one will ever see it. And that's basically what they've told me to do, and the judge told me that too. Move out. You don't like it, leave.
That's their common argument. Richard, I know that you're very, very busy, and I know you've got a lot of clients today. I really want to thank you. We wanted to thank you as a nation, I think, for just standing up for our rights as well as yours. And we're just
My flag is still behind the house. I've had some people ask me about buying it from me, so I might tell you what my plans are on a long-term basis. It'll be back.
It'll be back. Good. I'm really glad to hear that.
It hasn't gone anywhere. The plaque is still there to my Walking Dead Marines. They never said a word about that. And the flags are still there. They're just small flags now, and lots of caps from military caps and people's medals and even patches from the Henrico Police Department and the Virginia State Police that people came by and left there as mementos.
Are you going to put that picture on your website, I hope?
I guess I will, sure. I've been kind of busy, but I'll find time to do what I need to, I guess.
Sounds great. Yeah, we need to get that out there.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Richard.
Thank
Good
you,
luck.
And thanks for all that you do.
Well, we'll be in touch, and
okay.
Hang in there.
Yeah.
Okay, for the rest of
Bye-bye.
You. Bye, Richard. Thank you. Okay, don't go away, because when we come back, we'll be joined by George Andrus, and George has been getting a lot of media coverage lately, and we'll find out why. Don't go away.
Well, I finally bought my dream home to enjoy retirement life. I've made new friends and buddies, lots of parties for my wife. It seemed that life was perfect, all my neighbors felt the same. Then along came death by CCRs, life's over, I'm fair game. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell.
WBR Fairfax Radio, you're on the Commons. I'm Shu Bartholomew, and today we're paying tribute to the patriots among us. These are the people who live next door or across the street, who are friends, who are our neighbors. And joining me on this half of the show is someone who's become somewhat of a celebrity lately, George Andrus. George, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me right here
And on the comments. For you,
Sue. Thank you. You're still, you know, the last time I talked to you and the last time I had you on the show, we thought this was over with.
Well, we thought it was too. You know, the state passed a new law and made that law retroactive, and the attorney general and everybody has stepped in. And a judge last week turned around, and you know, the homestead exemption in the state of Florida allows only for three things to go for foreclosure. And one of them is for mortgages, taxes, and repairs to your home. And now we have a new one that's been added onto it, homeowners associations. This judge just threw it out and said homeowners associations have the right to foreclose.
And so basically he's said that they can go ahead and foreclose.
That's right.
And take your house away from you.
That's what he said.
And this is to collect legal fees.
Right.
These are fees that go to the association attorney.
That's right.
Now, your attorney, Barry Silver, who's been on a number of times, is representing you for free.
That's right.
Now, if the association attorney wanted to make this go away, he could waive his fees, right?
Well, he would never do that.
But he could.
He could, sure he could.
And he'd say, look, I've caused enough damage here. I've made a mockery of everything that people hold sacred. I am going to eat my fees, and we're going to drop this case. Would it be over with then?
Believe it or not, Sue, I don't believe so, because in Palm Beach County, which is not a great big county, there's 5,560 attorneys in this county. And most of them handle homeowners associations. And I don't believe that sales would drop anything. The guy only has two or three clients, and they're all homeowners associations. And if he was to drop the legal fees, he would have to give them back the fees, and I don't believe he would do that.
But assuming he said, that's it, I am going to just drop it. What is it, $20,000,
$25,000?
Yeah, $25,000. Now, I watched you on Hannity and Combs last night.
Yes.
And Sean Hannity said that he was going to give you $5,000 out of his own pocket, and he was going to raise the rest of the money for you, right?
That's what it said.
So, somehow, Sells gets his money.
Well, the Homeowners Association would get their money.
But they're collecting to pay Sells his fees, right?
Yeah, well, he's been paid. In fact, he even got the money that they took out of my bank account, the $4,100.
Okay, let's talk about that for a minute, because that has not been covered lately. They took money out of your bank account?
Well, I had a flag account to help with the legal fees. And they went into the bank accounts, they found out where it was, and they went to a judge, and Judge Bronson gave them permission to take the legal fees that we had put aside to fight this case in the state.
So they took that money. Before that, they had basically frozen all of your assets, right?
Social security
checks and...
Everything.
Everything. It's been a nasty fight.
It has. And it continues. I was talking to the state attorney general's office, the deputy attorney general, Friday after the judge came down with this ruling. And I asked her what we were going to do now. And she told me, the attorney general said, to file an appeal next week with the 4th District Court of Appeals, because the attorney general wants to protect the homestead law, and he wants to protect the flag law in the state of Florida. Now, the homestead law is 130 years old. It's been in the court many a times, but it has never been into a court where a judge has added in something new. It went in there a couple of times where people sign waivers when they go into homeowners associations. And the court said that nobody can waiver their rights to homestead once it's filed. And that's the way the state Supreme Court feels about it. And now we are going to battle to protect the homestead law again and to protect the state statutes that are clear. I mean, it's black and white. There's no ifs, ands, or buts around how these laws were written. And the Attorney General plans on celebrating. And I said to him, I said, well, how about lending me $25,000 just in case?
But, okay, so you've had, actually, you've had a lot of media coverage. You've had a lot of celebrity status, basically. I know that you were on CNN yesterday. You were on Hannity and Combs on Fox. Rush Limbaugh was talking about you.
I was on CNN at 6:30 in the morning yesterday, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I didn't see that. I mean, I saw that you had been on. I didn't see that show. I did see you on Hannity and Combs last night. I did listen to Rush, and I tried to call in because Rush didn't have all his facts straight. He did not. He's under the assumption that you lost the flag case, and you didn't.
Well, actually, we lost the flag case, and the state of Florida won it because of the after they brought the new law out in 2002. It automatically cut them off at the legs. That they couldn't do nothing after that at all.
Yeah, but you still have, they cannot, you've got your flag and they cannot prevent you from flying it.
That's right.
So basically you won that one.
That's right.
And yet they're coming after you for legal fees, and that's something I don't understand. Usually the loser pays, and the association lost in this case.
Well, we feel they lost in this case. But the liberal judges in Palm Beach County tend to bend the laws to stay with the homeowners associations instead of staying with the people who really count.
What's next for you, George?
Well, Barry and the Attorney General's office is filing papers with the 4th District Court of Appeals. As you know, that... last night on the show, they said they would raise the $25,000 to pay it if we had to pay it.
Yeah, Hannity said that.
Right.
Sean Hannity.
The Attorney General is going to go in, and they're going to get a special hearing with the judge to have the homestead law put on hold and have the foreclosure put on hold until after the appeals are done. And it's all up to the judge, Judge Fine, if he is going to go with that. If not, I think the Attorney General will go to the 4th District Court and ask them to overrule it.
How you got the governor? You know, you're pretty wonderful, George. My hat's off to you, and I'm really glad you're on our side of the issues here. But you got the governor of Florida to come in and support you. You got the Attorney General of Florida to actually come into court and testify, or send one of his deputies to come in and testify. Now they're actually thinking of filing a lawsuit with you?
That's right. Under this, there's a state statute 760.203 or something like that, which is the Civil Rights Act. And a judge in Palm Beach County said, when they gave us a temporary injunction against the board, that they had violated my civil rights. Well, under the Civil Rights Act of the state of Florida, the Attorney General can file a suit against the homeowners association and collect up to $10,000 in fines plus legal fees. So,
jeez,
you know, it's getting bigger and bigger, and I was listening to the show from last week in California, and they are in the same situation we're in.
Oh, the whole country is. And earlier I had someone from North Carolina on. I had Richard Alton on just before you came in. When we say goodbye to you, we're going to go back and revisit. I've got clips from people in Milwaukee, people in South Carolina. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's all over the country. New Jersey, Texas. I've got stories here.
Well, you know, people call me up and ask me what they should do when they live out of the state. And I've been giving them the United States Supreme Court ruling of 1995 and sending them copies of it and telling them to go into court and give a copy to the lawyer and a copy to the judge and tell the judge that they're flying their flags under the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of freedom of speech and freedom of expression. And believe it or not, these guys are going into court and they're winning.
Well, the problem is a lot of people are saying, hey, you give up your right to all of your constitutional rights when you move into an association.
That is not true.
I agree with you. It's not true.
People who, and you know who says that? Lawyers.
The lawyers, exactly.
The
exactly.
Lawyers tell the people that to scare them. The people don't realize you do not give up your constitutional rights no matter what you sign. The lawyers scare the people. They say, you have signed a piece of paper that says you give up. They try to do that to me when they said that I signed a piece of paper at the beginning of the, when you bought your house, that you give up your rights of foreclosure under the Constitution. Well, the Florida Supreme Court in 8 cases said you cannot give up your civil rights or your constitutional rights by signing a name to it. And people don't realize that. You have to stand up, and it might cost you some money, but you have to fight them, and you have to take them into the Supreme Court if you have to do it. And with the Supreme Court ruling that's already out there, you have a good chance of bluffing them. And that's what I've been telling people to do.
Bluff them. Well, I want to thank you, George. We want to pay tribute to you. We want to thank you for fighting not only for your right to keep the flag flying, but for our rights as well, because what you're doing is going to help all of us. And you are all patriots in my mind, in my book. And I know I'm not the only one who feels that way. And keep fighting. We're behind you. We're with you all the way.
Well, I try. And I'm still trying to, with Rich, I don't know if Richard's still doing it, but I'm still trying to get and push for the United States to change the flag law and put the addition in for homeowners and people to be able to fly their America flags in the proper manner.
I think we need to do that, and I think that that's going to have to be the next step. We've got to, but you guys are bringing all of this to the forefront, and as Richard was saying earlier, it wasn't just the flag issue, but it's this whole concept of having to get permission and not having your rights when you live in a home, when you buy property.
The lawyer said to me last night on television or on the radio show we were on, well, you asked for permission. I said, I just did that to let people know what I was doing. I said, I didn't need their permission to put up my flag.
That's right. You were just going along with it. George, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on and joining us. I wish you all the luck.
Thank you, Sue.
All the very best, and we'll be in touch. Keep going.
Simplifying. Keep the flag flying.
You bet. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks a lot, George. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have heard from three people today who, the first one, Roger Johnson, got his covenants amended, and his flag is still flying, although the state statute is not really, still full of loopholes, and any association could go after them. Richard Alton, who did lose his case and who's now got a big crater in his front yard where his flag used to be, and George Andrus, who is facing losing his house. Now, over the years, or over time, really, we have talked to a number of people. Some time ago, we talked to a young man in North Carolina, a guy by the name of Tom Myron. Here's his story. I've got some clips. Listen to his story.
When all this started and I started having problems with the Homeowners Association on flying the flag, I contacted the news media and they come out and did several stories on my situation here. Well, when the story hit the internet, I received a phone call from Uzbekistan, and as it turns out, it was some North Carolina guardsmen who have been activated and deployed overseas, serving this nation, saw the report on the internet and called me to voice their disgust with the Homeowners Association and tell me that, you know, they're sending their support. And what they decided to do is they took the flag that had been flying over their base down and sent it to me to fly on my flagpole here in North Carolina.
And have you got the flag yet?
Yes, I did, and it's been flying for the last 2-3 weeks.
Okay, now that was from a while ago. Now here's what happened with
reading the covenants again. It says that you can change any rule in a covenant if you get 2/3 of the majority of the neighborhood to vote that way.
Mm-hmm.
So off I went on about a week and a half journey through my whole neighborhood of about 170 houses and knocked on doors, talked to neighbors, and got over 140 some signatures on the petition to keep the flag up. And when I did some adding, it came out to about 80%. I figured I was well over the 2/3 and kind of gave up on the last 10, 15 houses that I hadn't hit yet. And took all that to the board, presented all that to the board, and they told me that they would get back to me, which they never did. Waited and waited and never heard nothing from all that. And then finally, they did respond when I went to the next board meeting to ask what was going on. Basically said that the signatures were no good and that it had to be an open form. My point, and what some of my neighbors, because one of the board meetings I went to, I took a couple of my neighbors with me as kind of support witnesses and anything else you want to call it. They seem to think that the board is just completely upset that I did not get permission before I put this flagpole up, and they're bound and determined to make sure that it comes down.
So you think that's the entire problem, the fact that you did not get permission first, you did not ask them if it was okay with them for you
right.
to fly the flag on your property.
That's pretty much the way it seems to me. And then...
Okay, now that was Tom Myron from South Carolina. And he basically, it comes down to, gee whiz, well, you didn't get permission. Now we're going to go back and revisit David Toy. In a way, David, I think, is just a real sweetheart. Listen to his story.
Let me go way back to 9/11 when I saw all the trauma on TV. I said to myself, what can I do? The very next day, I called up the Air Force and I said, I want to volunteer as a dentist. And they said, well, I think you're too old, when they found out how old I was. I will be 79 next month. But they thought I was too old. But I'm a ballroom dancer and I could probably dance around most of those dentists who are in the Air Force right now. But anyway, the point is, I did want to do something, and I went out and bought flags, little U.S. flags. They were very nice ones. They're not the real cheap ones. And I handed them out to my patients as they came in. Then I also, this is September 12th, the next day, I put them up over my mailbox, and my neighbors who wanted one, I put one over their mailbox. In total, I have about a dozen flags up. I put the flags up, and that was my response, because I felt so impotent to do anything to let these people, these terrorists, know that as American citizens, we're not going to sit back and take it. I'm a naturalized United States citizen, a citizen by choice.
And that was David Toy. As he told you on the clip there, he was a month away from his 79th birthday, was highly outraged that the Air Force would not let him go back on active duty and serve as a dentist in the Air Force, which is what he had done previously. And as he said, and to use his own words, he felt very impotent. So the one thing he did was to buy small flags and hand them out to his patients. Now, not everybody in this battle was denied the right to fly a flag. If you remember the first set clip we just heard, Tom Myron in North Carolina, somebody else was listening to Tom's story. And here's what he did. The guy's name is Jamie Jameson. He's a second grade teacher. And here's Jamie's story.
I'm a naturalized United States citizen, a citizen by choice.
Jamie Jameson, and he's a second grade teacher.
Yes, it was a Friday afternoon. I just come back from school. I saw the story. Uh-huh. This was a couple months after I saw the 2020 story of different places in the United States where people put up an American flag and the Homeowners Association made them take it down. And it just really irritated me. Then when I saw that there was one here in Charlotte, it really bothered me. I thought about it all weekend. I was pretty upset Friday. By the time I got to school Monday, I had kind of a cooler head about it, and I discussed it with the kids, but I didn't present it as the primary issue. We sat down and we had a big discussion. The students in our school wear name tag. Every student must wear a name tag at all times. And on the name tag, ever since September 11th, we have little American flag stickers.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked them a question. I said, what if someone came to our school and they saw your sticker on your name tag and they told you you had to take that sticker off? You weren't allowed to have that sticker on there anymore. And I had them take a vote. Who would not like someone to do that? And it was, I think one student said they wouldn't care because they had lost their name tag or something. But everybody else thought that would just be horrible if somebody made them take off their sticker.
Uh-huh.
Then I said, we have a flag in our classroom. What would you do if someone came into our classroom and said, you know what, you have to take that flag down? And then it was unanimous. They said no, they would not want somebody to come and do that. Then I asked them about the flag that flies in the front of our school, and they said the same thing. And then the one that really made them upset was, this is before I mentioned any of the story that's actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what if someone came to your house and you had put a flag up on your property, and they said, you have to take that flag down? And that really made them upset. They said, no, nobody can do that. They said, that's your own property. You know, you bought that land. You can do whatever you want. This is America. Then that's when I presented the actual story of the Myron family.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't totally bash the Homeowners Association. I kind of presented both sides. We discussed what homeowners associations are. These are 7 and 8 years old kids, but they really understood the concept of neighborhoods and what the role of the homeowners associations are. They're kind of there to protect the people who live there in certain aspects. After I told them the story of the Myron family, they unanimously felt that this was kind of the Homeowners Association going too far. They really disagreed with the association trying to make him take the flag down.
They wrote letters, the kids did.
I said, why don't we try to persuade the Homeowners Association to change their policy, change the rule, and allow people to put flags up in their yard on poles. So we wrote letters. This was the absolute best project these kids have done all year long. Every single student in the class put their whole heart into it. They all got done on time, and it was amazing.
And they just individually sat down and wrote a letter to the board members, right?
Yes.
Let me ask you, Jamie, did anybody from the association write back to the kids? Any board members respond in any way?
A couple weeks later, he took the letters to the meeting.
Uh-huh.
And he presented them, and he said that one of the board members was very receptive and read the letters and thought they were very nice. Two members would not look at them. They wouldn't read them. They accused Mr. Myron of soliciting second graders to support his cause.
To quote Cicero, when you have no basis for an argument, just go ahead and abuse the plaintiff. Well, anyway, we have another story brewing. This one is in Fort Worth, Texas, and it says we are engaged. And this is from the AnnCarlo.net website. Daryl AnnCarlo is a radio show host, and he's written a newsletter, and it says, we are engaged in a war unlike any we have ever endured. It is a battle for the soul of America, and I am sorry to report that we are losing. The more I think about the attempts by a Fort Worth Homeowners Association to fine a U.S. veteran for proudly displaying Old Glory in his own yard, the more infuriated and the more I am convinced, the more infuriated I become, and the more I am convinced that this nation is in greater peril than we know. Tom Karst served this country in 3 wars, World War I, Korea, and Vietnam. Tom has to fight his 4th war on his home soil. against fellow citizens. His wife Audrey told, his wife Audrey said, this episode with the flag has made him very sad, and he has been dropping tears, of which I have never seen him do before. Tom and Audrey's Homeowners Association demanded the flagpole be removed or risk paying a fine of $200 a day. Tom's wife, Audrey, broke down in tears. If we must take down the flagpole, then maybe we can have a bugler and an honor guard to take it down so that it is removed with dignity. Ladies and gentlemen, we pay tribute to everybody who is continuing to fight for our rights, and I am way over time. Thank you so much for joining me. Please stay tuned, because up next and standing in the wings and waiting for me very patiently is my friend Curtis Graham. Please stay tuned. Be back next Saturday on The Commons is produced by OTC Multimedia Productions. See you all next week.